5-5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis. So the great tradition. Mr. Richard Roper is in.
Here we go.
Carnarvon Wagon is about to go. It's about to head down the runway. Pulling back from the gate here in just a few minutes. We want everybody to buckle in. We want all of the vodka to buckle in properly.
Oh, boy.
Special thanks to our new sponsor, CH Vodka, for helping us out with that yesterday. And as I pointed out earlier, when I got to Cork and Carry after the show last night, Cork and Carry at the park over there by 33rd and Princeton.
Yes.
I learned something.
What'd you learn?
That Lauren and Kevin drank all the vodka.
Oh, boy.
The vodka had a good run yesterday.
CH actually had to, they had to go back to their, the factory and get more.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All gone.
It's good stuff. What can we say?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, good omen.
Not going to drink itself.
I couldn't tell if I was drinking my water or the vodka.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That nice and smooth.
These are some testimonials for the commercial.
There's something to think about. Yeah, it was a good omen, right? Walk off homer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they have make a drink called the Nicky Delmonico.
Oh, I like that.
I like it.
All right, here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
President of the White House taking questions about his morning one-hour-long phone call with Vladimir Putin. At one point, he was asked if election meddling ever came up, and he was like, no. No, why would I bring that up?
What for?
I wouldn't do that. And Trump really enjoyed Putin's response to the whole Mueller thing, saying they kind of smiled, even though he wouldn't know that because he's on the phone, and he's listening to an interpreter.
That's so great.
Right. I mean, how do you tell from the interpreter, right?
Give me a wink.
Yeah. That...
That's so good.
That Putin said he'd start this mountain, end up his mouse. What does that mean? Even is that like a thing? Is that like a Russian aphorism?
Might have been from a Warren G. Harding letter. I don't know. He did start off as a mountain and end up as a mouse.
He's now mouse. You know what happened to mouse?
Oh, geez.
You get into a trap. Isn't that right, Donald?
But then NBC's Kristen Welker tried to press the president about election meddling, and, well, that didn't go so well.
Did you tell him not to meddle in the next election?
Excuse me. I'm answering this question. You are very rude. So we had a good conversation about many different things, okay?
Did you tell him not to meddle in the next election?
We didn't discuss that.
Why would he talk about that?
Yeah, what is
top of mind for anybody in America and the world.
What does that have to do with anything? Didn't mention it. Never came up.
That's boring.
When he calls out the reporters for being rude. I mean, that's how it works. You ask questions.
Excuse me. You're very rude. I'm not going to answer questions from you.
What's happening?
Vladimir says, sleep well tonight.
Wait, there's more? Is there more? This is about the Mueller report. Okay, all right. I'm just going to play this, and then we're going to start drinking. I'm going to break into the Carnarvon Wagon before we go anywhere. Here you go.
And yet I was transparent. We gave 1.4 million documents. We gave hundreds of people. I let him interview the lawyer, the White House lawyer, for 30 hours. Think of that, 30 hours. I let him interview other people. I didn't have to let him interview anybody. I didn't have to give any documents. I was totally transparent because I knew I did nothing wrong. It turned out I did nothing wrong. No collusion with Russia. Think of it. $35 million they wasted over a period of 2 years. No collusion, no obstruction.
That's not exactly what it said, but okay.
So, come on. The truth, that's so 2015.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Well, he wins. All right. We'll see. See how America is better off for it. Vladimir Putin wins. It was really interesting because he actually. You have one more here. Do I want to even do one more? I don't think I do. He talked about how he wants to get along with Russia and China. But the people who he's really mad at are the European Union because they're screwing him.
The worst.
Those are our allies. Remember? Remember the big one, the World War II. Remember that? Those are the allies. Those are the that's who that is. Right? Because Russia, even though it was an ally in that war, it immediately turned adversary. He doesn't remember that. He doesn't care about that.
History's for losers.
Checking in at
number four.
Yay. Oh, my God. Wait until you hear this.
Oh, no.
Before there was Bernie Sanders 2020, there was Bernie Sanders TV host.
Oh.
When he was the mayor of Burlington, Vermont.
Oh.
He used to do a public service show with kids.
Oh, God. Was it called Hand Over Your Money?
Here's a little sample.
Do any of the older kids, do you know, have some problems with drugs occasionally?
No. Yeah.
Oh. Who wants to talk to me about that one? What about drugs? Is that a problem?
I like Coke.
Okay, do you want to talk about that one? Paula, who said they like Coke?
Me.
All right, you tell me about that.
I like Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola. All right, but who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
Yes.
All right. Hold it, one at a time. What about cocaine? Good thing, bad thing, what?
Bad thing.
Why is it bad?
Because it has a bad effect on the body.
That's right.
Oh, even my God. 10-year-olds were trolling him back in the 1970s.
Coca-Cola.
So he's some punk kid. I like Coca-Cola.
Old man Sanders, let's mess with him again.
Old man Sanders is here. Everybody gather around.
Just don't go to his house when you trick-or-treat. There's some pamphlets and some flyers.
Take half your bag of candy.
Well, Mr. Rogers never had that episode.
Does anybody here want to talk about cocaine? Would you like to talk about it?
He's like for a dealer more than talk about a problem.
Oh, my God. Anybody here want to talk about whores? Anybody?
Kick Mr. Rogers' ass.
He's still a virgin.
Can you imagine that?
Cocaine and whores, bad? Is that bad? What about cocaine and alcohol? Is that good?
It's unbelievable.
Does it make you angry?
SNL just had to rip up the script. Imagine this. Bernie Sanders is a children's TV host, and he asks 10-year-olds about cocaine, and they say Coca-Cola, and they mess with his head.
Do you know people who take drugs?
No.
You don't have to tell me who, but I bet you do.
I do.
Okay. All right. Why do? Hold it. Why do?
Oh, my God. No.
They think they're big shots.
That's exactly right. They think they're doing something that's very cool. What, in fact, are they doing? Does anyone know what cocaine does to you?
Yes.
No, well, what is it? That's right. It screws up your mind and it screws up your body.
What I've got right here is what they call a bump. This is a bump. I'm going to do a bump. It's just a little bit to show you what this is like. That's why I got all this energy. I like when he goes, I know snitches get stitches, so no names.
The greatest show ever. Get better than this. Where he's like, oh, do you know what cocaine does to you? Do you know? It gives you a false sense of euphoria and excitement. It raises your heart rate.
What about the pipe? Have you heard of the pipe?
You believe that you are invulnerable for a very short period of time. Until at which point you descend into a sense of incredible vulnerability, and then you're required to have more.
Although some good songs were written on it. Eric Clapton.
Does anybody know the lyrics to Cocaine?
I don't know the name names. 9-year-old kid thought he was going to see Bozo's Circus. You know, are we going to get any prizes? Looks like this scary guy that looks like the clown from It is giving him the 10th degree.
So maybe
that's unbelievable.
Maybe is Johnny dealing on your block? Did you buy a dime bag from Johnny?
The Burlington, Vermont Emmys once again swept.
But who knows about cocaine?
Boy, really on that one today. Huh? A special show.
What did Mr. Sanders talk to you about today, little Tommy? He asked us about cocaine, Dad.
Next week, we don't share needles. We never share needles next week on the Bernie Sanders Show.
Hold it. Hey, Punk, hold it. Save the Coca-Cola jokes.
That's one of in the 1970s, that's when a dad would like roll up his sleeves and go, I'm going over to Mayor Sanders' house and give him a piece of my mind. Talking to my kids about cocaine and whores.
You mean they're all doing it in the office at that time?
This is a blunt. You're going to pass this around? No pressure.
Do not inhale deeply. Now, if you do hear it popping, that is a seed that is exploding. Because somebody did not clean the bow properly.
Mommy. I didn't like that TV show at all.
Hold it.
It's the most incredible thing ever. It's fantastic.
Oh my God.
I'm relentless with, and the kids are messing with them too. Yeah.
We'll get to your three. Nothing's going to beat that. You get into your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour? Top 5 of 5 continues. Actually, we're scratching our number one and going back to Bernie Sanders for number one. If you missed this,
for the year,
this is worth hearing. Bernie Sanders as a TV host in the 1970s trying to teach kids about cocaine. I don't think you're going to want to miss this if you haven't heard it. And if you have heard it, you're going to want to hear it again.
Number 3.
But first, you know the McDonald's Happy Meal. What if you're not happy?
Oh, gosh.
Burger King has an answer. They don't like the snotty, presumptive title of the Happy Meal, so Burger King is releasing the Real Meals. Moods, named after other well-known emotional states. The Pissed Meal. The Salty Meal. The Yes Meal. The
Pissed Meal?
Yeah. The Blue Meal. The DGAF Meal.
Oh. Okay. Know what that means? No.
All right. Is this for real?
Feeling blue. Kind of down. Can't wait to leave this closed-minded town.
My boss is such a freaking creep. I just told him to go f*** himself.
I can't believe my student loan. I'm never moving out of my parents' home.
Just got ghosted. Should have known. Pretty sure I'll end up alone.
They say I'm too young to raise my baby girl. Take your opinions and suck it, world.
What the?
What is happening
what?
With
That's
that?
Burger King's idea?
That was intense.
Aren't Happy Meals supposed to be for kids?
Right. Right. This now we have the depressed meal. It's like
that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Are all these little mood meals for kids too? Because I really hope not.
No, they're for angry and depressed adults.
Well, there's a teen mom one in there, which is always fun.
Right.
They say I'm too young to raise my girl.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I just wanted a toy with my meal.
Jeez.
I'd like to meet the Don Draper that came up with this idea. You know what we need to do?
Wow.
Screw the Happy Meal. We'll show them.
Number two.
All right.
What's happening?
Nicole George is a woman from Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay. Florida.
She wanted,
News.
She wanted a mommy makeover.
Oh, no.
So she went online to find a doctor.
Oh, boy.
And she found a doctor in Miami who does mommy makeovers. Okay. Because she wanted, like a new kind of a boobage situation.
Okay.
All right.
Enhancement.
She wanted an enhancement.
Change directions from south to north.
Yep. And she also said that, and this doctor, the Dr. Leonard Hochstein, he's a surgeon to the stars and appeared on Real Housewives of Miami.
Okay.
So she thought, well, this is going to be really good.
Yeah, that's
really, really good.
Put that diploma on the wall.
But then she said she didn't like the results.
I was turning 40, and a gift to myself, I decided that I was going to have my mommy makeover. He's called the boob god.
He's called the boob god.
Yes.
Was he a boob god to you?
No. The outcome was not good. I was dumbfounded, to be honest with you. He had really good reviews, and that's what I went off of.
Why wasn't it a red flag? Why did you put your name on the document?
I put my name on the document because I thought it was standard for all plastic surgeons. If you can't give a real and honest review, negative or positive, what kind of practice are you?
Yeah.
So he's suing her because she gave him a bad Yelp,
right,
so to speak.
And apparently part of the deal is you have a non-disclosure agreement about your outcome that you sign.
Even if you end up with three, or once there were two, like in Total Recall.
It's no waiting. I mean, let's say if you got more than two kids,
boy,
you got to do what you got to do. And now the doctor is countersuing, claiming that she is not right.
This is the last thing you want to do. And there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't like how my surgery went. I don't like this result. And just stop there. Be honest about your experience.
If patients were signing an agreement, agreeing to not post anything negative, how does anyone know they're actually getting the truth?
Oh, but it didn't stop anyone, did it?
You're still using it after the feds, passed the bill.
Well, once when the bill was passed, we weren't aware of it exactly at the time. Once we became aware of it, then we changed the wording. I never wanted to have this. And I'm glad now that I don't need it.
I hate both these people. I hate her and I hate him. I hate them both.
Have you kids heard of saline and silicone? Do you know the difference?
Right, let's go back to that.
Number one.
We're going back. It's never happened in the history of the top five and five.
A repeater.
That the number four was the number one because it was so good.
With a bullet.
Bernie Sanders. Back in the 1970s, when he was the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, decided he wanted to do a children's show in which he taught the kids about the evils we think of drugs.
Nothing I'm talking about is utopian, but it requires us having the courage.
All right, hold on, hold on. I knew this was going to be a problem.
Uh-oh.
We got to go back. That's more recent vintage Bernie.
Oh, okay.
I never told you it was going to be utopian. Have you ever ridden the white horse?
You've got a lot of Bernie loaded up there in that 8-track machine of yours.
All right. Here we go. This is Bernie from the 1970s on his when he was a roving television reporting mayor.
Do any of the older kids do you know have some problems with drugs occasionally?
No.
Yeah.
Who? Who wants to talk to me about that one? What about drugs? Is that a problem?
I like Coke.
Okay, do you want to talk about that one? Paula, who said they like Coke?
Me.
All right, you tell me about that.
I like Coca-Cola.
Oh, Coca-Cola. All right, but who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
Yes.
Right.
Hold it, one at a time. What about cocaine? Good thing, bad thing, what?
Bad thing.
Why is it bad?
Because it has a bad effect on the body.
That's right.
Whose mother is that?
I don't know. All of a sudden. Although I did the math, and Rokan would have been 10 years old. So I think you're the one saying the Coca-Cola joke.
Yeah, it's right about there.
I'll get him.
I'd like Bernie Sanders to win the Democratic primary now so that we can have a debate of this date in 1977. Where was Bernie Sanders and where was Donald Trump? At Studio 54 on his way in with Liza Minnelli.
Oh, God.
And Freddie Mercury. And Elton John standing in line to go in.
Does anybody know what a
fatty line is? Does anybody know?
Do any of you children know the proper use of a hand mirror, other than to check yourself out?
All right, let's just close this thing up. It doesn't get any better.
The top five at five.